All right, after William Norris will be Robert, I think it's Whelan.
Can I just say something real quick before I start? Some of you got a packet I gave around exposing the proofs for, you know.
All right, we're going to start the 3 minutes and go.
All right, I would like to start off by quoting our very own Dr. Barbara Perlman regarding disastrous or unjust things. She said, quote, "If we forget history, we are doomed to repeat it." Well, that statement is true, provided that the history is true as well as its interpretation. As the saying goes, history is in the eyes of the beholder. The ultimate judge of true history and its true meaning is the one true God, the Catholic God, God not men. But even if you don't believe in God, true history tells us what happens to societies that fall into massive sins of homosexuality, transgenderism, and other sexual perversions. They eventually get destroyed from within and then from without, such as the pagan Greek and pagan Roman empires. For those who profess to believe in God and the Bible, if they are to be honest, know what God says about homosexuals, transgenders, and other sexual perverts, and how he punishes them. Who does not know about Sodom and Gomorrah and what God did to those cities because of their massive sins of homosexuality? How is that for a piece of true history? Surely, if this is not included in your history curriculum, then you are doomed to repeat it. Worse sins are committed today than in Sodom. The prophet Jeremiah, as is speaking for today, says, quote, "The iniquity of the daughter of my people is made greater than the sin of Sodom, which was overthrown in a moment." Lamentations 4:6. Lastly, the Bible says that all who commit homosexual sins and those who support or condone them are worthy of the death penalty. And if they do not repent, they will go to the deepest pits in hell. St. Paul says, quote, "For this cause God delivered them up to a shameful afflictions, for their women having changed the natural use in that use which is against nature. And in like manner, men also, leaving the natural use of women, have burned in their lust one towards another. Men with men, working that which is filthy, and receiving in themselves the recompense which is due to their error. They who do such things are worthy of death, and not only them that do them, but those also that consent to them that do them. As St. Jude says, in Sodom and Gomorrah, having given themselves to fornication and going after other flesh, were made an example, suffering the punishment of everlasting fire. In like manner, these men also defile the flesh and despise dominion and blaspheme majesty. They are unfruitful, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out of their own confusion, wandering stars, to whom the storm of darkness is reserved forever." This curriculum also contains radical feminism, Marxism, and CRT, all of which are also diabolical. Consequently, all who vote yes for this diabolical curriculum are helping to destroy the souls of children, helping to destroy this country, and according to God, are worthy death and the deepest pits of hell. God will not be mocked. Be warned to those who vote yes, we will vote you out of office. For your only hope of salvation, please visit www.johnthebaptist.us website. Thank you.
Is going to be Angel Figueroa.
My name is Robert Whelan. Most you guys know me as Bob.